billion in assistance. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 7:05 this morning on, my gosh,
25th.
July the 25th. How could that be? And come on, it was just June 1st yesterday. Have I been asleep? And speaking of, hey, our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live and chatting, because I know, because I can see it. Angel's in there and Fargy is in there. We're chatting and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And speaking of streaming live, here's Bad Bob.
Good morning. You ever take a weekend off and it feels like you've been gone for a week? That's where I'm at this morning. It was very relaxing down there with the family on Lake Barrie SSO.
Ooh,
back and ready,
nice.
ready to rock and roll.
Are you ready
morning.
To rock and roll?
You betcha.
We're going to keep
restful?
You busy.
In a way, it was. We went out and fished and got entirely too much sun and had time with the family, made s'mores, did the whole route. But,
did you catch any fish?
The fish were apparently on strike, which is unusual because Berryessa is noted for some high-quality bass fishing. The only ones we caught, we sent them back to eat a few more meals so that they would grow up.
Yeah, well, you know. Speaking of refreshing and growing up, here's Linda.
Today? Maybe. High 62 right now. Sunny today. We're going to have a high of 94, mostly clear tonight with a low of 64. That's where we're going to start off with our weather forecast. And the weather's always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards Music, always on the deck and the weekends. We're really looking forward to some upcoming dates here. I'm booking October and September, and over the weekend, Holly Day was there. Over the weekend, too, Carl and I went, we can't say enough about Kids Unlimited.
I can give this a, Linda and I will give this a two thumbs up.
Totally.
A four thumbs up. That's two apiece.
two thumbs? How about two thumbs, two toes?
Okay, you know what? This could be a feet and hands.
Well, anyway, the beautiful thing about this program, besides the fact that there's just incredible talent, is what we experienced was the 140 kids, I think, on stage all at the same time. And then you have each kid that has a solo has to audition for the solo. But you had all shapes and sizes.
I mean, they were from 5 years old. I mean, I guess they looked like they were maybe even younger than
starting
5.
Starting at 5 to 18.
And I tell you what, they had to learn 28 songs.
In 6 weeks.
In 6 weeks. Now, it's not just learning the 28 songs, okay, and the dancing. Because, you know, I learned 2 dances in probably 5 weeks. But did nothing but look at 2 dances. These kids are looking at hundreds of dances. But they did all these arm and hand movements. While the you know like you'd have it's set up where you have singers and dancers up front and then the people behind you are in support,
right?
By singing also, but by doing moving their bodies and their arms and their hands in unison. And I tell you what, it was. How did they learn all of these things?
I think it's probably and one day we will have we'll bring on the kids and ask them how many seasons, because it's a 6-week summer camp. And I know that they do programs throughout the year. But Dawn has a complete shout-out to Dawn Hess and all of her family. Yep, she's got her husband and her son and all these, you know, daughter-in-law, and they're all involved with the production aspect of it. But here's the beautiful thing is that this is really positive energy that they're putting back into the community. Because I think that once a child or a kid or a teenager goes through this camp, I think, is probably a life-changing experience. All right. So do you want to hear about what happened this day in history? Probably, you know, it's kind of gross, so I don't even want to go there with the big news is that they're saying on this day in 1978, it was Louise Joy Brown, the world's first baby to be conceived via in vitro fertilization. When I'm saying that, it's the world's first test tube baby. So, yeah, I don't know. Okay, so the Cold War and the Nixon Doctrine was announced in 1969. The Concorde jet crashes in 2000. These are certain things that we're going to go into. Puerto Rico was invaded in 1898. Ships collide off in Nantucket in 1956. And
many good news there.
Yeah. Well, Jack London sails for the Klondike in 1897. And for some of you, this is good news, maybe not news. Dylan goes electric at the Newport Folk Festival.
Oh, my God. Not Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan. That's correct.
Mr. Zimmerman.
Let's see. So we can go down the list of so many things, but actually when I'm looking at it, it's all pretty much negative. I want to say.
We do not want to start off Monday.
Mary Poppins got an Academy Award or something, you know. Just give me positive. Anyway, we got to take a break here on this beautiful Monday morning. It's 7:11, KCNR. Ain't it a fabulous Monday? The 25th of, where are we?
July.
Oh my gosh. We'll be right back after these messages.
If you got no place to go, when you're feeling down, if you're all alone.
Today, four-door crew cabs are extremely popular, but being very big is a disadvantage if the frame is damaged in a collision. Don's Deck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. These big vehicles need special equipment to repair their long, tough frames. Where do you find the biggest frame rack in Northern California? At Coachmaster, of course. Our machine is 28 feet long, weighs 5,000 pounds, and has over 100 tons of combined pulling power. The pull towers alone weigh 750 pounds each. Doesn't it make sense that the frame machine should be bigger and stronger than the vehicle? Now, there are plenty of small machines around, and we have those too, for use on small and medium vehicles. But we found them inadequate as trucks got larger. It's like hunting elephants with a spear. It's inadequate, but sometimes it worked. If you were lucky. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you are looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle that addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us. 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Spring Water. Naturally the best.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, 7:14 in the morning.
Good morning, Carl and the Bot. 7:14 in the morning on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. She let me talk. I was surprised. Hey, you know what? You were worrying about good news.
Oh, right? You know, I think it's so important.
Okay, now, look, let me give this to you.
All right.
There. Now, is that good news?
How could this not be at the top of the list? Today, Monday, July 25th, on this day, crooner Dean Martin and comedian Jerry Lewis staged their first show as a team this day at Club 500 in Atlantic City, New Jersey. Actually, the two had met while performing separately at the Glass Hat in New York City and decided to try to ad lib and act together. The rest is entertainment history. They went from earning $350 a week to $5,000 a week in under 8 months. With Martin playing the romantic straight man opposite Lewis as his goofy, unpredictable partner, of course, we know the rest is history. 10 years later, the curtain came down on their final team performance at the Copacabana in New York. Over that decade, the Zany Two made 17 movies. My friend Irma, That's My Boy, The Caddy, Partners, Jumping Jacks, and The Stooge. Of course, we know the rest is history, and that was just amazing. That's how we should start on Monday morning.
Yes, that's true. Now,
I mean, all this other stuff happened too, but that's big stuff. That's a feel good.
If you're, how many of you have a driver's license that says you will donate an organ if something happens to you? No, it says it should be.
I
make
sure mine did not.
But you don't want to donate any organs.
Did you ever see the movie Coma?
Well, no, you know what? This.
Not serious. You may think
what,
I'm weird.
What, they're going to start, like, harvesting?
I have harvesting? No idea. I'm just, you know, maybe that's why I'm perfect in doing conspiracy radio.
Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah. Well, I happen to have yes on mine, so they can harvest anything that's left. What they're doing now in California, they're going to require that you put an answer on there. Usually, it's you just check it, but now they're going to say you have to. All license applicants are going to have to check yes or no, and the reason is to put that out in front of people. While you have a lot of people nationwide that says they are going to be organ donors, that so few deaths leave the organs in transplantable condition. So it'll be something like Linda says in Coma, they just grab you and hold you there with the, you know, if you've got that type of organ, maybe test you at some point, and then you end up in DARPA on the fifth floor, and you're just there in a group waiting to harvest part of you. But in reality, if you, you know, it does something for someone else if you do pass away unexpectedly. Now, let's talk about a couple of things. We talked about Kids Unlimited, which was good. You know, here's some other good news.
I was kidding, by the way.
I know. The drug prices are going to drop. The drug prices are going to drop in many, many of the drugs that we use in this country. Lipitor, Plavix. What's happened is the patent runs out this year, and you can count on the prices dropping anywhere from 20 to 80%. It's going to be a huge boon to people on fixed incomes that they can now get these drugs at a much lower cost, and it's not just ones that treat high blood pressure or cholesterol or this depression, HIV. It's going to be like 18 drugs. This is the first time this has happened in memory that so many of these drugs that are important to life have dropped, and you know that they're coming on the open market so other companies can make it. So that's really good news. I mean, you may not think about it right now, but if you're on a fixed income, you're on Social Security, and you're not getting any cost of living increase every year because the government has screwed up totally, then things get tighter. They say that there is no inflation, yet they don't count the cost of food and gas in this, and everybody knows what that's been like. And by the way, if we don't get something going on our debt ceiling here in the next couple of weeks, some things could happen. I've told you is that, yeah, we make enough money to pay the interest on it, but there will still be parts of the government that are going to have to shut down. Social Security is not that, not part of it. But what that can also do is hammer our bond rating. So now they're looking at, the stock market's a little shaky. A lot of people thought there's going to be a big sell-off today. There was going to be a massive sell-off today. It didn't happen. Again, people predicting things. But Friday, we have Jake Ryan on from Patriot Gold and Silver. We were talking about this, you know, the price of gold and silver. Because gold just peaked again. It's at 1620 and it's going up. They're looking at if the closer we get to this day that the default on, you know, comes because we don't raise the national debt, which, by the way, I don't believe for a second is going to happen. I just don't believe it. I believe that they will come together with something, and we will, you know, we're going to cut our spending. That's the big thing we have to do. We have to cut spending. Cut spending. We make enough money. We have to cut spending. They just have to figure out how they're going to do this. So, but the bottom line on this is that, you know, gold's going up, silver's going up, and people were afraid, again, were afraid of this huge dump on the market today, and didn't happen. The politicians met over the weekend, still far away, it looks like. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. You know, our guest today, we have Paula Percy from the NAACP is here, from Reading. And we're going to talk about the NAACP right here in River City.
And we have already in the station, and it'll be on at about 7:30, is some of the cast members from Masquerade, which is a Broadway musical review that's going to be happening Saturday, July 30th. And we're going to be giving away tickets and hearing from, some talented actors, singers, actresses that are right here from the North State.
And we're going to talk about, just a quick second here, about a lady named, or about a girl named Amy Winehouse. Well, I want to mention her, too.
Yeah.
We want to talk about the library that here, right here in River City, that the Record Searchlight, and it's a good, you know, editorial that we've already talked about. In fact, many of the things you see in the Record Searchlight we've talked about, but they follow up with some really good ideas about, you know, the fact is how we got into, you know, the city is going to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars more fighting this free speech problem that they're having with the library, and they're going to lose that too. So there's got to be a better way of doing this. Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Music is in the air and dinner is being served every Friday and Saturday night on the patio at C.R. Gibbs American Grill. Discover the unbeatable combination of great food, refreshing beverages, good friends, and live patio music in the cool comfort of C.R. Gibbs outside patio Friday and Saturday evenings from 7 to 10 p.m. C.R. Gibbs American Grill is the place to be and the place to be seen, whether for Sunday brunch served 10 to 2 p.m., Nutsy Hour every day from 4 to 6 p.m., dinner inside the restaurant, or all of the above on the outside patio. C.R. Gibbs' extensive menu includes salads, seasonal entrees, C.R. Gibbs' famous fish tacos, peel and eat shrimp bowl, and so much more. And of course, you can always top off your meal with a special C.R. Gibbs dessert. Join us on the patio this Friday and Saturday for music and dining, where eatertainment thrives. C.R. Gibbs American Grill, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Place your bets and get ready for the action at Wind River Casino as they offer the hottest variety of table games in the North State. Everyday favorites like blackjack. Is single-deck blackjack hand-picked more your style? Three-card poker, four-card poker, fortune pie gal poker. The notorious blackjack tournaments are back. Plus, coming soon, very soon to the pit, mystery card roulette. For more information, log on to WindRiver.com. Better yet, come on down and join us for your ultimate table gaming experience at Wind River Casino. It's better on the river.
If poker is your passion, stop by Wind River Casino and play in the River's Edge Poker League Series. This series runs through September. Play in any poker tournament any day of the week to earn points. Finish in the top 20 in each of our nightly tournaments and earn your way to be one of the top 50 point earners. Who will end up being the ultimate poker player at our card room? It could be you. The top 50 point earners and one guest will be hosted to an awards dinner and a $1,000 free roll tournament. It's better on the river.
Hello, website lost and found. How may I help you?
I've lost my website. I can't find it anywhere.
Have you checked the search engines? Google? Yahoo?
Yes, I'm afraid it will never be found. It's really overdue for its update.
You should call Shasta.com. They can help you find your website in the search engines and take care of those much-needed updates.
Hi, I'm Andy Main from Shasta.com. If this sounds familiar, then you need to give us a call. We can improve your website's visibility in the search engines and update your site with a fresh look and new content. We have many programs to help you with your online advertising, from search engine optimization to our local online directory, and with our new online coupon advertising program on Reading.net, we can drive traffic to your website. Isn't it time for your website to be found? Call us today at 224-6866 or stop by our office on Mistletoe Lane. or visit us on the web at Shasta.com. This is Andy Main, and don't forget to shop local. It's good for the community.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Oh, welcome back to Free Fire Radio at KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bott. It is 7:25 in the morning, July the 25th. Phone lines here, 605-4567. Good morning, everybody. 62 degrees. It's going to be kind of a hot day today. You know, part of that generic drugs I was talking about.
Right.
And as soon as we come back, we can talk a little bit about Amy Whitehouse. Winehouse. I knew it was something like
we
that.
Also have West Side Performing Arts people.
Right. Got it.
Anyway. So I don't know if we want to start with that.
Well, that's after 7:30. They said that though, that these are the patents that are no longer in effect. So people with schizophrenia, high cholesterol, depression, high blood pressure, narcolepsy, clot prevention problems, high triglycerides, asthma, allergies, diabetes, bipolar disorder, pain patch, heart failure, and brain tumors. These are all these patents that will no longer be in effect. And who are the losers in this thing? Well, the brand name company, pharmaceutical companies that spent billions of dollars making these, and then they had like 10 years or 20 year, they had a 20 year patent until the animal and patient tests are completed, and then the drug is approved for sale. Now, not only will they be losers, the winners, of course, will be the generic drug makers and the people, because it's going, it's going to be cutting down the cost for Medicare and in the hospital homes, and lower priced generics will save them some money until their contract's renewed. And then TV networks, believe it or not, all the advertising that these companies do, we're talking about billions, is going to be going to have an effect on them. This thing is huge. Okay, the next thing.
Okay, so this is about Louisiana and...
Louisiana. I can't believe that. A South Bossier City, Louisiana Homeowners Association has sued to force a family to remove a front sign in their yard. You know what the front yard sign says there, honey?
And again, it's the CC regulations.
The Burrs placed a large multicolored banner with a picture of their 20-year-old son, Marine Corps Lance Corporal Corey Burr, and the phrase, "Our son defends our freedom," in January after he deployed to Afghanistan. So the Gardens of Southgate filed the suit this month against Timothy and Jody Burr, his parents.
How big was the sign?
It doesn't say it says large. It doesn't say it's like huge, but it says here is that the Burrs contend signs supporting a score, a high school team, are visible throughout the neighborhood, and they don't say anything. So obviously, if supporting your country and going off to Afghanistan is much more heinous than just, say, playing football that week. So, these kind of things when you see this is, we could do a whole show. We ought to do a whole show about community associations and what they do to people, how people can have their homes taken away from them because they don't pay their dues to this homeowners association. And you have a bunch of neo-Nazis on the board that force it. I lived in a homeowners association one time. When I bought the house, the owner had already replaced it. It was glass, like it was a wall with glass that you could look out over the greenbelt. He had replaced that. Well, I could move into the house, and like within 3 weeks, I get a bill for $1,500 to replace this glass. And I said, I don't need to. It was just done. Here's the receipt. It was just done. Look, and it's better glass than you're using. You know what their answer was? He shouldn't have done it. We made a deal to do this many, and because of that, you're going to have to pay anyway. He didn't get permission to do it. I said, I don't care. It's full. And you know what their answer was? Fine. We'll sue you.
Okay, here's my question.
Kickback.
Okay, here's my question, though. Okay. When you move into a neighborhood, do you not sign a bylaw if it is a controlled neighborhood saying you will not post signs, whether, okay, I understand, we appreciate, it is wonderful, it's their heroic son. But you, maybe they have signed, I'm just saying for the sake of argument, they maybe have had signed something saying we are not going to post, say, election. Or, vote yes on whatever, or vote no on. You're not going to post those kinds of signs.
Well, then do it for all signs. Do it for all signs.
For all signs, absolutely.
Well, but if they're not enforcing all signs, then they can't enforce
it. I agree.
All right. And besides, it's different.
Okay.
It is. It's different. Okay, we got to run here. We come back. We've got Trish Harris is here. going to be talking theater, and then at 8 o'clock we have Paula Percy. We're going to be talking, what's the status of the NAACP in River City right here? Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street sharply lower in early trading as investors focus their attention on our nation's debt issues. With the August 2nd deadline fast approaching, the debt showdown between congressional leaders continues. Democrats and Republicans have been unable to agree on a deal to raise the debt limit and lower future deficits, raising fears of a U.S. credit rating downgrade. Greece's credit rating goes deeper into junk status. Moody's cut the country's rating by three notches to just one notch above default. Greece now has the lowest rating of any country covered by the ratings firm. Last week, rival firm Fitch also warned of a default after Greece received a second bailout from European nations. And Research in Motion is cutting 2,000 jobs. That's about 11% of its workforce, leaving RIM with 17,000 employees worldwide. Shares are moving lower on the news. The company is losing market share to Apple's iPhone and less expensive smartphones running Google's Android software. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Pick up the phone to make a little call. Free Budget Blinds is there in no time at all.
Hi everyone, this is Jerry Bay from Budget Blinds of Reading, sometimes known as the Blind Guy. Is your air conditioner working overtime to keep up? Are you dreading those high utility bills this summer? Budget Blinds can help lower your energy consumption and add style to your home at the same time. Call Budget Blinds today at 226-9027 and let us show you the endless possibility of energy-saving window coverings for your home. Budget Blinds of Reading is a full-service window covering contractor. We specialize in an assortment of blinds, beautiful wood and composite shutters, draperies, as well as interior and exterior shades. Budget Blinds, your locally owned and operated window covering superstore to your door. Call us today for your free in-home consultation at 226-9027 or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com. License number 848191.
Budget Blinds Superstore to your door.
Your search for the perfect house took 2 years. The custom-made sofa took 6 weeks. Finding the right shade of green paint took nearly 3 months. But getting in your car and leaving it all every day just takes complete confidence in all your insurance. Feel independent. Allied Homeowners and Auto Insurance, a nationwide company. On your side. Underwritten by Allied Insurance Companies and Affiliates.
Save money by packaging your home and auto insurance. Contact SFI Insurance Services in Reading and ask about their money-saving home and auto insurance package discounts. SFI Insurance Services has a full line of coverages for commercial, residential, and individual needs. SFI Insurance Services has over 60 years of combined experience serving the insurance needs of people in Northern California just like you. You can be confident that they'll be there when you need them. SFI Insurance Services, your premier insurance agency. 1322 Butte Street across from the bus station in Reading. When you need insurance, think SFI Insurance Services.
I'm in the I need cordless cutting shears to finish this vent work business.
At Granger, we know what business you're in.
I'm in the if you can help my business, then you'll get my business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're looking for natural remedies for your health problems, look no further. East Earth Tradewinds, Reading's most complete herb store, has hundreds of Chinese herbs, books, essential oils, and more. You can also make appointments for acupuncture treatment or oriental therapeutic massage. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Visit us at 144 Hartnell Avenue in the south end of the Raley's Cobblestone Shopping Center. That's East Earth Tradewinds, 144 Hartnell Avenue in Reading.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and the Body, 7:35 in the morning, July the 25th. Looks like it's like 62 degrees. It's going to be, you know what, it's going to start getting hot.
Well,
it's going to get hot today. It's going to get hotter this week.
And you're asking me to do the forecast
here. No, I just gave the forecast. Hot.
Hot.
It's going to be hot.
97.
There we go. 97 degrees. In fact, if you look at Bad Bob and Just Bob, they're both wearing cool shirts.
Well,
wait a minute. I am too. Come on,
yes, you are. Of course,
we're wearing our Redding tuxedo shirts here. Aloha.
I call them Redding tuxedo because we saw
kids.
You know, when it came, you know, I just have this thing about when you go to the theater after 5 o'clock. I have this thing about. I don't know. I guess maybe it was growing up in theater.
A suit and tie.
Well, not necessarily a suit and tie, but slacks. But I know when you're in a hot, you know, hot. Location.
140 degrees
out there.
It's very
hard. And so what I've really come to understand and accept kind of half-heartedly is that the Redding tuxedo is a Hawaiian shirt, and that's perfectly acceptable at 5 o'clock. But I remember when I went to go to San Francisco with a girlfriend of mine.
It's 40 degrees in San Francisco.
Recently, and she is also from the theater, and she's done Broadway and stuff, and I was going to wear dressy jeans. I guess I've relaxed. And she looked at me with a horrified look like, you are not going to the theater in jeans. But see, she's just, you know, from the old school that, you know, when you do theater and you think about all the people, the kids that work so hard in, and not just kids, I mean theater folk who work really hard with their schooling. It's kind of like going to, I don't know, I just think it's really, I guess it's an old school thing that I think you should be respectful of the people that are on stage and try to just look nice after five. I don't know. So, I don't know. The reason I'm saying I don't know is because I think our society's relaxed a lot more, and we're just happy when people actually embrace the theater scene here in Redding. And we've got just a wonderful scene that's happening. And we have with us this morning two cast members from an incredible show that's happening on Saturday with a 2 o'clock and a 7 o'clock show. We have Maddie Stanger. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
And we have Caitlin Barrett.
Hi, good morning.
Welcome to the program. Those are two actresses. And Trish, if you're out there, I'm spanking you because I wanted to see you here this morning. Who is the founder of West Side Performance Arts? And Trish is a phenomenal vocalist, and I know she's been working so hard. You guys have been totally deep into rehearsals, correct?
Yes.
All right, so tell us what we're going to be looking forward to on Saturday. That's July 30th, and a show called Masquerade.
Well, there are a bunch of different shows because it's a musical review, so we're mixing up a bunch of different shows and just doing a few scenes from each. So the audience will get a taste of a lot of different stories.
A lot of diversity.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. How many in the cast?
About, like, 30.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so this is local theater at its best. You have, what are the age groups?
Well, there are really little kids.
From, like, 7 mm-hmm. to, I don't know, like, 50. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In the 40s.
Now, were either one of you involved in Kids Unlimited?
Somebody as ancient as in their 50s is in that group?
Yes.
Look on your face.
Just remember,
I saw that look on your face.
A 50-year-old's got 2 10s and a 9 at Dancing with the Stars. So we know that, you know, those 50-year-olds can definitely pull it down in the moment when they need to.
Yes.
So have you guys, either one of you, Caitlin or Maddie, been involved with Kids Unlimited?
I haven't either.
Okay. Well, no, we went this weekend, and so again, that was another part of the community that embraced five-year-olds to mm-hmm. 18. So now you have 7-year-olds, you've got 30 cast members, and to think about what that's like to try to keep that many people on stage in rehearsals, in between rehearsals,
mm-hmm. yeah.
I mean, organized, that's huge.
we've got a lot of directors, so it really helps. Because we kind of split up the kids in their own group, and they're doing Muppets, which is a really fun show for them. And then there's like Phantom of the Opera and Little Shop of Horrors and all of these other shows for the adults and the teens. So they organized it really well mm-hmm. this year.
Well, we're going to have to take a break. When we come back, Caitlin and Maddie, let's talk about what roles you're playing. Let's talk about what goes behind the scenes.
Did you know 20 years ago there was no names like Caitlin and Maddie? Those were thought up out of a computer. Those weren't real names. I just want to let you know that. You know, us older people know that.
Carl's got dry humor today. I mean, poor Katie and Mel, you're like,
I'm feeling a little peckish this morning. Here, go get your dictionary and look
we're
that one up
have
too.
So, also, okay. Some free tickets that we're going to be giving away after the break. We'll be right back here on KCNR 1460.
As we girls get older, our eyesight weakens. This requires larger diamonds.
The Gold Mart annual estate sale starts August 1st. Start your Christmas shopping early with free layaway. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Waterworks Park!
Awesome.
It was really fun.
When you're coming down, it's really fast. It's awesome. It's just so awesome.
Really fun.
Avalanche! The Avalanche is my favorite ride.
Fast, fun, wet, the Cyclone.
Fun. Really fun.
Summertime fun at Waterworks Park, the coolest place in Reading.
You'll have fun shooting down the mountain at Waterworks Park.
Sometimes it's okay to throw rocks at pretty girls. The Gold Mart annual estate sale coming August 1st. Your gold and diamond specialist with free layaway till Christmas. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hey, Linda, let's head on down to Espresso Joe's. They've got the best coffee for the best prices, and I'm in the mood.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And their special this month is dark mocha. My favorite.
You know, the cost of coffee is on the rise again, too. You know, I want to pick up a couple of pounds for our supply. I want to get some of the Colombia Supremo, my favorite.
Okay, let's go to Espresso Joe's. Fun place, great coffee, and really nice people. Espresso Joe's, 2143 Hilltop, where you get more Joe.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460. 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl and Linda Bond. 7:44 in the morning. It is July the 25th. It's 64 degrees. Heading on up about 97. Our guest are Maddie Stanger. Mm-hmm. Okay, did I get that right?
Yes.
And Caitlin Barrett.
Yeah.
Hello, ladies.
Hi.
Now, you're doing a play. I guess it's a musical called Masquerade.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, yeah.
And you're going to have all types of great songs and scenes from different very, very popular theatrical endeavors like Little Shop of Horrors.
Mm-hmm.
Now, okay, which song are you doing from Little Shop of Horrors?
Little Shop of Horrors, we're doing Suddenly Seymour, Dentist.
Dadu.
I tell you what, if you have not seen Little Shop of Horrors, the musical with Rick Moranis, who else was in it? The guy,
Steve Martin,
and Bill Murray. Bill Murray, that's right. It's a great little musical, and it was based on a very campy film done back with Jack. In fact, Jack Nicholson starred in it originally. but it wasn't a musical then. Yeah, that's still, you see that every so often. Then you're going to have Phantom from the Opera, Phantom of the Opera.
Mm-hmm.
And so what are you going to be singing out of that?
Think of Me,
Masquerade,
Wishing You Were Somehow Here Again, the Phantom of the Opera song.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Bye Bye Birdie.
Oh, we're doing a whole big, the teams have that part, and there's Bye Bye Birdie, the song, Kids, let's see, what are the other ones?
Did you ever see the movie? Did they show it to you?
Yes. Yeah,
okay, Anne Margaret, and,
mm-hmm.
okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In Memphis, what's Memphis?
Memphis is a show that takes place in Memphis, Tennessee,
mm-hmm.
and it's back in the 60s, and there's a white man who falls in love with a black woman.
Okay.
And it's a story that follows their journey.
Their journey. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Yeah. That was pretty powerful playback mm-hmm. then. Okay, now, how do you get tickets for this? They're $10 in advance.
Yeah.
And they're mm-hmm. $12 at the door, and they can be purchased at the Cascade Theater box office.
Yes.
Am I helping okay?
Yes, yes.
By calling 243-8877. You know, I just love the deer in the headlights look.
We usually don't need to get the tickets because we're already on the stage.
Exactly.
Yeah, but you're coming here talking about it. You need to know those things. Of course, you handed me your only piece of paper, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. All right, you can get them online at Cascade Theater also. Now, you can see, when's the show going to be?
July 30th.
Okay. And so that's the last night. It's July 30th.
Uh-huh.
So we actually only have one night. Two shows in one day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're going to have a show on the 30th, July 30th. That'll be this Saturday. Mm-hmm. And there's two shows, which means you've got a matinee at 2 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
and one at 7 p.m.
One at 7.
Yes. Okay. Now we're going to give away two tickets here.
Mm-hmm.
So should people come see this?
Yeah, absolutely.
What part are you going to play here, Maddie?
Well, I'm playing one of the Christines. A lot of girls got split up to sing different songs in Phantom of the Opera just because there were so many girls who...
And two guys.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You know, guys, if you ever really want to go out and meet really attractive women who are entertainers, I mean, just really, I mean, they're attractive, they can dance in theater, sign up for the little theater or, you know, start singing at school, like in the glee club or
mm-hmm.
get with that because kids are us. Not kids are us. Kids Unlimited. All of these great young people, and the odds were like 12-1, girls mm-hmm. to guys.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you have two guys in your whole production. Okay, maybe three.
No, we've got a lot of guys there that mm-hmm. are really good singers and great performers.
The older guys, right?
Yeah, there mm-hmm. are some teenage boys too, though.
Okay, we're going to give away two tickets to Masquerade. That'll be for this weekend, and they're for the 2 p.m. performance for the matinee. So if you just give a call, 605-4567, 605-4567, you get two tickets worth $10 piece for the matinee for Masquerade, a Broadway review. I think it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. So do you all? How long have you been working on it?
We've been working on it since mid-June. It was... Because it's a workshop throughout the summer,
mm-hmm.
we haven't been practicing for months, but we've had
long rehearsals. Yeah, long mm-hmm. rehearsals.
Okay, now West Side is a they offer this performing arts camp, I guess you could call it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's where you all go to.
Yes.
Have you been to that? Mm-hmm. Okay, and this is kind of like the culmination at the end of it. It's kind of a graduation exercise.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, two tickets to Masquerade. Sounds like it's going to be a great, great show. It's going to be Saturday at 2 p.m. Here's two free tickets. Just give us a call at 605-4567 and score a couple tickets. And our guests have been Maddie Stanger. I can't read my beloved's writing here.
Who's going to be Christine and sing Think of Me.
That's mm-hmm. right. And Caitlin Barrett.
Yeah. And let's not forget our own Bob Kerlock and Victoria Graham.
Oh, they're going to be in that too.
Absolutely. Victoria is so wonderful. Both of them are just great talent.
We have a special phone call here. This is not, we still have those tickets available, but James and Lisa calling from Portland to sing the praises of this show. And
all right.
They are on the line right now. Please. James, you there?
Good morning.
Hey, James, good morning. You and Lisa, long time. We miss you guys.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, good morning. So when y'all coming back down?
Well, we'll be down for a wedding in September, but we had a very quick emergency trip down about 2 weeks ago and actually snuck into some of the West Side rehearsals. So, and we heard you talking about the Memphis show.
Uh-huh.
And the Memphis show is going to be kind of a neat part of the show because they're actually using a live band with some of the heavy hitters in Reading actually doing the live music rather than the piped-in music. So that we were really excited about that.
Well, it sounds like the show is just going to be great.
We miss you.
We miss you guys.
Well, we miss you guys, too. And we really miss this type of theater because we have found so much in Portland, but we haven't found this yet.
Well, you know what? We've just got an abundance of local theater here. And then we had the Kids Unlimited Saturday night, which is just huge.
Minus you guys.
Yeah,
we miss
minus
it.
You guys. I mean, Reading is not quite as bright as it was when you two were here.
Well, I think everybody should move up.
Just different colors.
Move up to where? Portland?
Yeah. We just have different colors going on here. But I'll tell you what, the cast members here, is their eyes lit up when they, Maddie and Caitlin, their eyes lit up when they went, oh, James and Lisa. Is it the James and Lisa? It's the James and Lisa. Lisa, we missed your kick. Oh, there she is. Get over here, bad girl. Bad good girl, come here. Trish just walked in. It's James and Lisa calling in from Oregon.
Oh, hi, guys.
Hi.
Good morning.
Oh, I can't hear you because I have no headset. Hold on. Hello.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning, you guys. You're supposed to be in Reading helping us with the show.
I know.
Oh, it's so good to hear your voices.
We're helping on the airwaves now.
Yes, they have been supporters of West Side for many, many years, and Lisa is such a talented performer. We miss having her talent here.
Well, we called to talk about the live band that was supporting Memphis, so we're going to hang up with that. And we got to see the rehearsals, and they were really, really amazing.
Oh, thank you, guys.
Okay, you guys. Hate to interrupt here. I just got the finger, the round at a circle finger, like break time from Bob. Hey, you guys, take care. We miss you. And, of course, there's a plaque and a seat waiting for you always here in Reading and all theater things. But we miss you, especially Lisa, and all your wonderful singing and dancing and everything. We got to take a break. And when we come back, of course, Trish is here. Yay. I was like, I was starting to do a little lollipop. And we got the girl as some of the great cast members here from Masquerade, which is happening July 30th. We'll be right back. And this is KCNR 1460.
There are those who claim that non-hybrid seeds could one day be worth more than gold. We at the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange say, why do you have to choose? The Patriot carries its own line of heirloom non-hybrid seed packs that store for over 4 years at room temperature, and much longer if you refrigerate them. Each combo pack comes with 10 vegetable varieties that will allow you to plant about a quarter of an acre emergency garden. The Patriot also sells 200 and 275 serving dehydrated food pails with a 20-year shelf life to sustain you and your family until your emergency garden kicks in. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza, next to the Round Table. And get peace of mind today for less. Everywhere
around the world. If you're concerned about fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution, then join Elizabeth and Aaron on Sunday mornings for We the People, 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Our expert guests cover everything from private property rights to how our local government can impact your life. Don't miss out on the wealth of knowledge on We the People, brought to you by the Reading Tea Party. America.
Incredible summer incentives now going on at Reading's premier independent retirement living community, Shasta Estates. Don't settle for anything less than the best. These incredible incentives end this month,
As you consider senior living options, consider the safety and security of live-in managers available 24/7, housekeeping, a robust social calendar filled with fun activities, three delicious meals prepared daily by a certified chef, and so much more. All these amenities and all utilities except phone are covered in the monthly rent with no buy-in fees. And Shasta Estates is currently offering a limited number of beautiful one-bedroom apartments at studio rates, as well as a five-year rent freeze. These summer incentives will never be repeated, so visit Shasta Estates today at 1350 Buenaventura Boulevard for a tour and complimentary meal, or call 243-3014 for more information. Visit us online at www.holidaytouch.com. Shasta Estates is the fun, active, and worry-free lifestyle you imagine for your golden years and is available today with huge money-saving incentives through July only at Shasta Estates.
Well, hi. There you are in your comfort zone, thinking all is well. Not exactly. The issues facing America right now affect you, your family, and your wallet. Join the conversation on the Alana Burke Show, Monday through Friday at noon, and find out what's really going on. Unabashed, unafraid, and unadulterated conservative talk radio. The Alana Burke Show, making the ears of the liberals and the politically correct burn on a daily basis. Sponsored by Haas Ranch and Farm, growing the North State since 1863.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460, and we've got about 4 minutes before we hit Fox News, and the weather is 64 degrees. We're going to have 97 today. The weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. We're going to take an opportunity here for the last moment of the show to welcome back Trish Harris. And it's a couple of the cast members from Masquerade. Trish, how did you come about the idea of Masquerade?
Well, Masquerade is the theme for this year's Summer Theater Academy. This is our fourth annual Summer Academy. The concept for the Summer Theater Academy, which began in 2008, came about with a bunch of people in the community that were wanting more opportunities to perform theater in Reading. So a bunch of us gathered up. We went to good old Yaks on Bocelli before there were all the other Yaks, and we just had one Yak. So we met up there and had a big, you know, put all of our heads together and said, what can we do to benefit the community and bring in more theater? And one of the things I'm very passionate about is education. I'm a singing instructor, of course, as well as the director of Westside, and I feel very passionate about that. So we wanted
to. And the star of Sound of Music.
Yes, yes. I was the star of Sound
Fabulous
of Music.
Fabulous vocalist.
Thank you very much. That was a great show. My favorite up to date, by the way. Thank you. Yes, but we were thinking, you know, what can we do to bring theater education and performing opportunities to Reading? And we came up with the idea of the Academy because it's kind of a combination of both. It allows people, like, for example, Maddie and Caitlin, my girls that are here, it allows them a chance as young performers to come in and get some education, you know, and build their skills as they're growing up. Caitlin's in high school, Maddie's in college now, and they're going to be out conquering the world, the theatrical world, here pretty soon. And we're trying to do what we can in Reading to get them as much experience and education while they're here, you know, before we send them off. And we have the Academy starts at age 7, so it's kids, teens, and adults. So for adults in the community that just want more performing experience and more stage time, they can jump in and, you know, do as much as they want. So it's kind of something for everybody. It's performing experience and theater education, singing, acting, dancing, how to go through a professional audition, the whole thing.
And this is getting your chops really get together, especially if you're going to really consider theater and show business as a real lucrative part. We've got a couple minutes. We're going to take your calls. You've got a couple tickets here you're giving away for the 2 o'clock performance?
We do. We sure do. We have some tickets to give away for people that would like to come and see the show.
Masquerade this Saturday. That is July 30th. It's phenomenal. There are 2 tickets here. These are wonderful seats. The McLaughlin Theater, 605-4567. If you would like to really see a great show and support local theater, 605-4567. We're taking your calls. I was on a sidebar here, I was laughing with the girls, and I said, well, you guys better get used to this early morning chops, because when you are in New York and you have to go on the Today Show, it's 6 a.m., not 7:30.
And they actually get to see you, so you actually have to do your hair and makeup,
and
unlike radio.
And you have to sing live.
Yes.
Anyway, I think about those people that are on tour and they're Broadway. We really appreciate you guys being here in the studio this morning. We know you're all working really hard. You're going to go over to our sister station, KLXR, after this. Again, we're taking your calls for 2 tickets for Masquerade, July 30th. Closing thoughts, we've got about 1 minute.
Well, if people are going to come see the show, they should be expecting a lot of changes this year. We have a full live 8-piece big band that's going to be playing for the Memphis section of our show. Memphis is a new musical that came out just to, well, run some Tonys a couple years ago. It's a fabulous show. So we've really upgraded the show. We're going to have a big band, and it sounds fabulous. Gospel, swing, blues, all of that. We named it Masquerade because one of the sections of the show is the Phantom of the Opera, which is always a huge favorite. And we have some really talented local vocalists that are adult vocalists that are going to be performing those roles, and it's just gorgeous. So if you come to the show, you'll see everything from Jim Henson's Muppets all the way through a live big band swing section of the show, Phantom of the Opera, Little Shop of Horrors. It's going to be a fabulous show.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding right here on KCNR 1460.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Why blow up buildings, shoot teenagers, and kill 93 people?
To save Norway and Western Europe from, among other things, cultural Marxism and Muslim takeover.
That's the judge through a translator detailing what the terrorist admitted in court today in Oslo, where Fox News Radio's Emily Wither is live.
Day, despite admitting the attacks, Anders Behring Breivik pleaded not guilty because he felt he had to send a strong message to the country. We now know that he wanted to turn his court hearing into a piece of theater. He prepared a speech and was planning to wear a uniform. He also sent a chilling message to Norway that there's two more cells in his organization. And now he'll now spend 8 weeks in detention while a case is prepared. The first month in isolation, Dave.
Emily, it's another day of arm twisting in Washington trying to come up with a debt deal. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live on Capitol Hill.
The White House says it'll reject any deal that fails to extend the debt limit beyond next year's election.
I think that's a little smelly right there in terms of, you know, what they're concerned about.
Wisconsin Republican Ron Johnson, South Carolina Democrat James Clyburn.
This is not just about trying to get through an election.
House Speaker John Boehner crafting a two-step option that could force a second debt limit vote next year. Senate Democratic Leader Harry Reid's plan scraps new tax hikes and cuts $2.7 trillion in spending in exchange for a long-term debt limit increase. Dave.
Jared, we're learning more about singer Amy Winehouse's death. Fox News Radio Sabrina Sabah updates us live.
The coroner's office in London has said police found no suspicious circumstances surrounding Amy Winehouse's death, which basically means foul play isn't suspected. But the toxicology report is what everyone will have their eye on, including the singer's dad.
We're devastated and I'm speechless.
Mitch Winehouse is determined to learn the 27-year-old's cause of death. Dave?
Sabrina on Wall Street, after a big early drop, the Dow down just 65. This is Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Mortgage rates are the lowest they've been in 8 months. I'm Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news for you. Just listen to how low these rates are. The 30-year fixed rate is 4.5%, APR 4.83%, the 15-year fixed 3.5%, APR 3.93%, and the 7-year ARM 2.99%, APR 3.21%. Now is the time to call Quicken Loans and take advantage of these incredibly low rates, because I'm telling you, they will not stay this low much longer. The fact is, if your current mortgage interest rate is 5% or higher, you need to call Quicken Loans right now. Don't miss out on the lowest mortgage rates of the year. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 866-QUICKEN. That's 866-QUICKEN. Do not look back years from now and say, man, I wish I would have locked my rate back in July of 2011. Quicken Loans will give you the best possible mortgage with the best possible rate in the shortest amount of time. And that, my friends, is why Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze.
Adjustable rate is subject to change. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
A convicted American killer in Italy is now trying to prove she's not a killer after all.
New hope for Amanda Knox, the American student sentenced to 26 years for murdering her British roommate Meredith Kircher while studying abroad in 2007. At today's hearing, independent experts argued that a key piece of evidence, a bra strap with both Meredith and Amanda's boyfriend's DNA, was touched by a dirty glove. And the presumed murder weapon, a kitchen knife used to slit Meredith's throat, did not have the victim's DNA on the blade. Without a clear motive for the crime and doubts over the DNA, there's a chance Amanda may go free when her appeals trial ends in September. In Rome, Courtney Walsh, Fox News Radio.
There are still no suspects in custody in Washington State for the mass shooting, possibly gang-related, that wounded 13 people at a car show in Kent Saturday, sending spectators ducking for cover. Also outside Seattle, the man accused of opening fire, wounding several people at a casino in Washington State, due in court today. Police say he was jealous his estranged wife was dancing with another man. In Texas, an estranged husband targeted his wife and killed her, and others.
Six people died from gunshot wounds at the roller rink in Grand Prairie, Texas, when police say 35-year-old Tan Doe started firing his weapon during his 11-year-old son's birthday party. Tan had been estranged from his son and wife. His wife's sister, Michelle Ta, was among the dead.
I don't think you can find another person like her.
Her husband, Dylan Pham, and she were married just a year ago. He says his sister-in-law had a troubled marriage and even a restraining order, but this was unimaginable. Eben Brown, Fox News Radio.
Two men go to court today in Los Angeles, accused in the severe beating of a Giants fan outside Dodgers Stadium. That fan still hospitalized with brain damage. And the AP reports, even though players have yet to vote on a new deal to end the lockout, that there is an agreement in place, and it is almost assured. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. It is 8:05, July the 25th, and our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we are streaming and chatting at KCNR1460.com. Our chat room is loaded up in there. Of course, we're always joined by Bad Bob. Good morning there, Bad Bob.
Greetings, sir.
And you're looking lively today. You had a good weekend, huh?
It was an
Turn
the mic on.
Okay,
yes.
Yeah, turn the mic
excellent
on.
Weekend.
Get that little button over there on the left-hand side, I think. Excellent weekend. Well, good. And, of course, the most vivacious Linda.
Good morning.
It was sipping just a little bit of coffee. What's it look like
today?
Well,
absolutely. It looks like we're going to have a high today of 94, mostly clear tonight with 64 degrees. And it looks like our temperatures throughout the week are going to be sunny and hot Wednesday, 98. Looks like Thursday we're going to now reach above the triple digits. It's going to be about 104, and Friday about 104. You know, I really wanted to say that, and Bob, you'll get this. I know you're putting your hand up. We were at a place the other day, and we had this interesting story about a woman went horseback riding on her property, and she thought that she was looking for her dog, went down to what was a creek, and her horse, and she had really encouraged her horse to keep going, and the horse and she fell into what had happened is the water, the embankment had become soft.
Yes, undercut, yeah.
And that horse, and they went 40 feet down the creek. She could have died if it wasn't for the fact that somehow the horse had pulled her up. They got up onto the embankment. So she, again, this coincides with what you talk about, how what we may see topically isn't exactly what's happening underneath in the water.
Well, I just wanted to make the observation that just as I get really depressed about the state of the world and how everything seems to be in that handbasket heading downhill, you run into some young people who give you a little bit of hope for the future.
Yeah, well, you know, you have to. Hey, let's go to the phones here. Elizabeth, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're fine,
welcome,
Elizabeth.
To the show.
What's up?
Great. Well, you know, I was just the comment that was just made there about how you get a little discouraged by the state of the affairs of the world and this country, and then, you know, you do meet somebody young that gets in there and fights. And on our show, We the People, yesterday morning, we were speaking with a 29-year-old from the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, and he is a conservative and a Christian, and he's in there fighting the good fight, and it was just so wonderful to talk to someone that is exactly the age group that people are trying to reach and trying to get to understand what's happening to the world that they're going to grow old in. So there is encouragement out there.
Well, yeah, there always is. You know, when we have an opportunity to see a lot of young people roll through here, and that they are upbeat in almost every case. They have a goal in life, and sometimes all we hear about is the guy with the you know, with the F-U on his forehead. And, we everybody talked about that. We were at a barbecue last night, and people started talking about that. What have we come to? What's his life? What's this young man's life that he will have this? I mean, what kind of statement is that? I mean, that's the statement of, I'm a loser. I've given up, and I really don't care what society does to me. But there's so many others that do care, that have got goals. Like one of the young ladies that danced with that Dancing in the Stars. She's going off to college, and she's going to medical school. She's positive. Now, will that happen? I don't know, but she's got a positive outlook.
And she believes in her future.
She believes in herself.
Yeah.
And she believes there's a future. And that's, you know, and we, and I'm older than you, but
not much.
We owe these children, these young people, a chance.
Yeah, we do.
Like we had. To prosper and to make something of ourselves, to be able to get a life started and to live without onerous regulations that keeps us from thriving.
Yeah,
if
you're not going to do it for yourself, do it for them.
That's the whole thing. I'm doing it for my grandkids.
Right.
You know, now I'm fine. You know, Linda and I are fine. But my grandkids, when they're growing up, I don't want my grandson to be fighting in some continuous war. I don't want him to be in year 32 of Iraqi freedom. I want him to have.
Sure.
I want he and my granddaughter to grow up in a world that is peaceful. Now, that doesn't mean that we won't have to fight to protect ourselves and protect our way of life. Of course not. But you know, the things that you all espouse, and the things that you all talk about, and the things that I've seen, you know, on both sides of any spectrum, is a life for our children. What do we have to do that?
Absolutely.
Anyway.
And on that note...
Yeah, what do you have all tonight?
Tonight at the Reading Tea Party, 6 o'clock, Bonneview Baptist Church at 2570 South Bonneview Road, we have Mr. Fred Kelly Grant. And if your listeners are not aware of who Mr. Fred Kelly Grant is, I highly recommend that they Google him. This man is 75 years old. He comes from Idaho. His past is unbelievable. By occupation, he is an attorney, but he's worked with some real heavy hitters all the way up the line. And it is his passion in life to help landowners maintain their private property rights. And he has taken on Northern California, almost specifically Siskiyou County, as his project to try to help save the folks in the Scott Valley. They're fighting government regulations. They're attempting to shut down their water, which means that they lose their land, they lose their ranches, they lose their cattle grazing. So this man, he's single-handedly created a method that allows local municipalities, local governments to work with the state and federal agencies in coordination efforts to maintain open communication and save the land for the taxpayer. So he's unbelievable. I mean, he truly is unbelievable. And he is back in Northern California this week, having a lot of meetings, meeting with a lot of people. But he will be at our meeting tonight, and I highly recommend that folks come out and hear what he has to say.
Well, I agree. And he's going to be on our show tomorrow at 8 o'clock.
Wonderful.
Fred is. We're not going to be here. We are being down in Sacramento at a forensics convention about emergency preparedness. Believe it or not, we were invited to go to this, so it's a one-day thing, so we're heading out tonight. But Fred will be here, and Missy MacArthur, our mayor, is going to be our guest host tomorrow. And
great.
So Missy will be talking with him. So it'll be a chance for him to not only for the people to hear him at your meeting tonight, but also push him out to thousands of others.
Excellent.
Great.
Excellent.
Okay, so that's
Thank you.
6 p.m.
6 o'clock.
All
and
right.
Sunday mornings from 8 to 10, We the People Radio.
Of course.
Radio.
What are, you know, and it's a great show. We've got really great programs.
Yeah,
on.
And we get like so great response from your Sunday show.
Great.
By the way. So
thank
right.
you.
Well, thanks, Elizabeth.
Thank you for all you do.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Have
much.
A great week. Bye bye.
And by the way, before we take our break, we do have 2 tickets for Masquerade. I want to make sure with all that's going on this morning that you give us a call, and that's for Saturday, July 30th, 2 o'clock p.m. Love to give those away to you this morning. 605-4567. Got to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still, the pull is there. He said if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause a vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification of the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 42 years, right in California.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Hi, it's Charlie Thompson. I'm here to get out the word on CVAC, Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council. We're a county-sponsored organization of all Shasta Veteran Service Groups. In fact, if you're a veteran or veterans group, you may already be a member. To learn more, visit us on the web at scvac.us. That's scvac.us. And then join us at a quarterly meeting and see how you can get more involved supporting your fellow vets. CVAC. Veterans helping veterans.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hi, I'm Frank Galusha, your host for My Outdoor Buddy Radio from 6 to 7 Saturday mornings here at KCNR, 1460 AM. Our show is packed with fishing, hunting, and outdoor news you can use. All brought to you by The Fly Shop, Rolling Hills Casino, Sevillano Lynx, Clear Creek Sports Club, MyOutdoorBuddy.com, and many other fine sponsors. Tune in My Outdoor Buddy Radio every Saturday morning right here at 1460 AM for the latest fishing, hunting, and outdoor news.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bond. KCNR 1460, it's 8:16 in the morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by Advantage Eye Care. Dr. Joseph Lea has his own on-site lab. He's been in the business here in Reading for over 20 years. He's our optometrist. You've only got two eyes. You want to trust him to somebody who knows what he's doing, and that's Dr. Joseph Lea on Hartnell Avenue. He has glasses for the whole family, contact lenses, progressive lenses. And if you've got problems with insurance or no insurance, give him a call. He will work with you. Their packages have two-year guarantees. And Dr. Joseph Lea and his staff are very professional, and they will go the final mile for you. 1751 Hartnell Avenue, 223-2325.
All right. By the way, before we introduce our guest, we wanted to thank very much our chat packers. We have a very active chat room, and I'm sure within the next hour, what I'm going to be doing with our guest is talking about some of the questions that come in. And this is a great platform for those of you who don't place phone calls and you're at your computer. That is KCNR1460.com. You go to the top where it says listen live or chat. Click on that, please, or you can call 605-4567. Of course, our weather today, high of 94, mostly clear tonight with low of 64.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Paula.
How are you doing today?
I'm fine. How are you? You've been with us before. We were out at Tobacco and Brew.
Absolutely. Let's find out who you are. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. Thank you.
To Paula Percy.
Paula Percy, and let's talk about your history. Let's talk about how you got to Reading and what your history is. Wow, well, that's a very long story of how I got to Reading. Actually, I got to Reading because of my husband. He was a contracting officer for the U.S. Forest Service, and we moved here about 21 years ago. I've been a registered nurse for about 30 years, and now I'm a national medical audit specialist. So I review accounts, I look at billing, I look at nursing documentation, or matter of fact, medical documentation, to make sure that accuracy is correct for what patients are billed for and that we are charging properly. So that actually is a very big issue now. And I know that you're looking at Medicare and some of the other areas that are really looking at
how
we bill.
That's gotten extremely huge. And then in the paper in the last few days, there's all types of stuff going on. And the and when you came in and spoke, it was we were talking about the future of healthcare.
That's correct. We did.
You provided such great insights.
Thank you.
To that day.
Thank you.
Is there a lot of fraud that goes on these days, now that you've come in and you're a medical expert?
Mm-hmm.
And we had you come on for something completely else,
but you can cover the gamut. Of
right.
Everything.
So is there a lot of fraudulent reporting going on as far as overbooking, but overcharging? With medical fraud, there used to be a lot more. How is it going today? I guess that's my question.
Well, what I look at, I do not determine whether people have fraud or not, but I do determine whether the accounts are accurate or not. And there are errors in billing. There are errors all the time in billing. And that's why we look at it, so that we can provide the information to providers that this is incorrect, and they provide that information further on so that it can be corrected. Because I'm pretty sure that most everyone wants correct billing, but, you know, you have different people working for you. You have fast-paced environment, and people make errors. We are prone to errors as human beings. So we look at that and try to make corrections and try to make that the best that we can so that people are charged properly.
One of the things that have come up, and it's got nothing to do with the subject we brought you in on, but since we have opened it up, is that it has gotten so difficult in the billing process that doctors we've talked to have had to bring in medical professionals.
That is true.
To put down to do the entry into the for everything that's going on. Where
that's
it used to
correct.
Be just somebody could look at something and enter it, via a data board. And now though it takes like a registered nurse or somebody there that actually understands words and procedures to have to put it in.
Well, actually it is. It's very in depth, and it takes some people actually many years, to really understand that. And now, since the American Medical Association, which established the coding system, and of course Medicare, then they have the federal regulations for us. Of course, we have to abide by those. And now we have certified coders. We have RHIA, RHIT, CCS code of certification, and that's what you're speaking of right now. People that specifically trained in the coding portion of it. We as auditors, we have the coded or not coded certification. We have special audit certifications that are people that are there to review. And of course, it takes many years of understanding documentation and nursing. And of course, we physically work in the area, so we really understand what the terminology is and what the procedures are and so forth.
Well, this is a whole show, but. You can come back on this one, but we got to take a break here. When we come back, let's talk about Scotia and what you're doing here and just our community here in Reading.
Mm-hmm.
Carl Lindabot, our guest is Paula Percy, and we're going to be talking about Scotia. Scotia, am I pronouncing that
correctly? That is Scotia? Absolutely correct. Scotia.
What is Scotia? You'll find out right after these messages.
Music is in the air and dinner is being served every Friday and Saturday night on the patio at C.R. Gibbs American Grill. Discover the unbeatable combination of great food, refreshing beverages, good friends, and live patio music in the cool comfort of C.R. Gibbs outside patio Friday and Saturday evenings from 7 to 10 p.m. C.R. Gibbs American Grill is the place to be and the place to be seen, whether for Sunday brunch served 10 to 2 p.m., Nutsy Hour every day from 4 to 6 p.m., dinner inside the
the restaurant, or all of the above on the outside patio. C.R. Gibbs' extensive menu includes salads, seasonal entrees, C.R. Gibbs' famous fish tacos, peel and eat shrimp bowl, and so much more. And of course, you can always top off your meal with a special C.R. Gibbs dessert. Join us on the patio this Friday and Saturday for music and dining, where eatertainment thrives. C.R. Gibbs American Grill, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Hello, website lost and found. How may I help you?
I've lost my website. I can't find it anywhere.
Have you checked the search engines? Google? Yahoo?
Yes, I'm afraid it will never be found. It's really overdue for its update.
You should call Shasta.com. They can help you find your website in the search engines and take care of those much-needed updates.
Hi, I'm Andy Main from Shasta.com. If this sounds familiar, then you need to give us a call. We can improve your website's visibility in the search engines and update your site with a fresh look and new content. We have many programs to help you with your online advertising, from search engine optimization to our local online directory, and with our new online coupon advertising program on Reading.net, we can drive traffic to your website. Isn't it time for your website to be found? Call us today at 224-6866 or stop by our office on Mistletoe Lane. Or visit us on the web at Shasta.com. This is Andy Main, and don't forget to shop local. It's good for the community.
From time to time, we take solemn oaths to make positive changes in our lives. We call them resolutions. Many resolutions require great personal sacrifice. To lose weight, to get in shape, to be friendlier to your in-laws. This time, make a resolution where success is guaranteed. Improve your dental health. It requires no sacrifice, just a phone call to Palisadro Dentistry at 547-5757. Even after years of dental neglect, Dr. William Farrell and his able staff will employ cutting-edge techniques gained over 30 years of professional experience to restore that youthful, charming smile. Anxiety is no longer an impediment to dental health. Palisadro Dentistry specializes in overcoming dentist dread with sedation dentistry. For worry-free dental care, call Palisadro Dentistry today at 547-5757 or visit palisadrodentistry.com. And who knows, with an improved smile, maybe your in-laws will like you better. Special consideration to veterans. Financing available. OAC.
Join the conversation in our chat room. KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. I'm a Free Fire meeting, Carl and Linda Bott, 8:25 in the morning. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, our place of choice for coffee there. Espresso Joe's. You can get coffee. You can get cold drinks. The girls there know exactly how to fix everything. You got the finest walk-in humidor in the place. In the state, right there. Joe and Shelley do so much for our community, for our veterans. They open up that community room for everybody, for everything. They're just good people, and they have discounts for veterans.
And the pick of the month coffee at Tobacco and Brew is Snickerdoodle.
Snickerdoodle.
Currently 68 degrees. Good morning.
Bob drinks it all the time. Our guest, Paula Percy.
Paula Percy.
And we, even though we've been talking medical, because she was a guest at one of our live shows down at Tobacco and Brew, talking about medical care.
Very well received, by the way.
She's representing SCOCH, which is the Shasta Coalition of African Americans for Community Help and Employment. So, what kind of shape are we in here for employment for our community of a small community that we have here of less than 1%. I mean, we were just talking about this with people of color in the city here in the county. I guess it would be the county too.
Well, actually, it is. We're looking at the county. Matter of fact, from the county on national to how we network with the Shasta Coalition of African Americans for Community Health Education and Empowerment. I am the current chair of SCOCH. And what we're looking at is the network throughout the community. We provide parental support. We provide education support, community support, and health issues that especially affect African American and our community. And we work with our youth. We're looking at the dropout rates, why children are not finishing school, what barriers are there that keep them from completing their education process. And then we work with other organizations like Shasta College and so forth to try to provide some additional support so that they can complete their goals.
Are there different reasons for African-American children to drop out of school? And
actually, there are a lot of barriers for African-American children. As a matter of fact, African-Americans have the highest dropout rate of all nationalities, all races. And that's one area that we're really looking in because that has the greatest need right now. But yes, some of them are financial issues. Some of them are support issues. Some of them are family-oriented issues where you may have a single parent or you may not even have one. It just depends. And you need that support in order to provide education. You also need community support in order to help our kids, for all kids. We all need to be out there helping them and providing whatever support that we can to help them with their goals.
Well, you know, I saw, you know, the numbers. I mean, you can see the numbers for the large cities.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right, they are horrendous.
Yes,
but I thought with something like a smaller city, maybe that we would have less of a problem, but it sounds like we have the same problems.
I think we have problems all over the board. I think our problems are not too indifferent to the rest of the world. I think that it may be on a smaller scale from some of the other areas, but that doesn't mean that we don't have issues here. I think that Shasta County works really hard with our education system. I've served on the Shasta County Sideboard for many years now, and we look at truancy, we look at attendance issues, we look at why kids can't get to school, and even down to just eating in the morning and providing breakfast. All of those things affect education and how kids think and how well they're going to do throughout the day and if they're going to be able to maintain and be successful in education.
No, I agree. Everyone we've had in here, and from the public defender's office to the district attorney to all the law enforcement reps,
mm-hmm.
catch them when they're young. And
yes.
we don't have to catch them.
And feed them breakfast.
And we don't have to catch them when they're older. And I mean that in a different yeah. sense of catching them.
Our guest this morning is Paula Percy. And we have, please stay with us this next 30 minutes. We're going to take a break for the news. And we're going to be talking different issues. Of course, we're always taking your questions in the chat room. We're going to get down to some good stuff here. So we'll be right back after these messages here on KCNR 1460.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. House Republicans and Senate Democrats huddling separately on plans for avoiding default on America's debt. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz.
South Carolina Democrat James Clyburn upset Republicans won't agree to tax increases.
That is where we have to compromise. He has to come off of that notion.
House Speaker John Boehner says he did agree to added revenue in dealing with the White House, but they demanded more. He says going back to those talks now is unlikely.
I don't know. It may be pretty hard to put Humpty Dumpty back together again.
His plan forms a committee to find more savings once the initial deal's done. The death toll from Friday's massacre in Norway at 76. The suspect in court for the first time hears the judge through a translator.
Despite that the accused has acknowledged the actual circumstances, he has not pleaded guilty.
Anders Breivik saying he wants revolution to stop Muslims from taking over Europe. Fox News. We report. You decide.
As we girls get older, our eyesight weakens. This requires larger diamonds.
The Gold Mart annual estate sale starts August 1st. Start your Christmas shopping early with free layaway. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Waterworks Park!
The avalanche is awesome!
It was really fun.
When you're coming down, it's really fast. It's awesome. It's just so awesome.
Really fun.
The avalanche is my favorite ride.
Fast, fun, wet, the cyclone.
Fun, really fun.
Summertime fun at Waterworks Park, the coolest place in Reading.
Cool and fun shooting down the mountain at Waterworks Park.
Sometimes it's okay to throw rocks at pretty girls. The Gold Mart annual estate sale coming August 1st. Your gold and diamond specialist with free layaway till Christmas. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
When Chamber members tell us how they belong to the Chamber, they say things like, the Chamber helps me grow my business. Chambers like my own private marketing department helping me find customers. They keep me in touch with other member businesses that may turn out to be vendors from whom I can find high-quality product. Some of them even become customers of my own. Chamber provides these opportunities through our publications, events, seminars, literature distribution, and other programs. The mission of the Chamber is to stimulate a business climate in which our members grow their businesses. If you're a business owner in the Reading area, call us today at 225-4433 or visit our website at readingchamber.com for more information on how we can partner with you and your company's success.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Craig, sponsor and host of Wake Up Call on KCNR every Sunday at 10 a.m. For over 23 years, I have maintained a clinical psychology practice in Reading, specializing in the assessment and treatment of mood, anxiety, and attention disorders in children, adolescents, and adults. ADHD is one of the most common childhood disorders and can continue through adolescence and adulthood. Individuals with ADHD suffer with a neurologically based motivation disorder. While they can focus on things they find interesting, they have difficulty motivating themselves to concentrate on things they find boring, like chores or homework. Individuals with ADHD are easily distracted, disorganized, forgetful, and inattentive. If you have any questions about this or want to learn more, give me a call at 246-7062.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm with Free Fire Media and Carl Lindabad. 8:35 in the morning, July the 25th. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. DC Tim and the Man in Black give great haircuts, great prices, give you discounts if you're a veteran. Great conversations, like taking a step back in time. You can just sit there and just kind of enjoy yourself. You don't have to worry about pedicures or hair being blown or, you know, styling or anything like that. The closest they get to styling is trimming your eyebrows. Okay, that's Cypress Square Barbershop on Athens Avenue.
Crazy.
Man's last stronghold.
You know,
hey,
before we go
in, wrong with that,
no, there's
you know?
Nothing. And before we go into our questions and that kind of thing, you can tell it's Monday. I'm trying to search for that. I love the story. Our guest Paula Percy has been with her husband. You're not going to believe this. This is a drum roll. This is a total drum roll. Since they were 5 years old.
Now, you weren't married then, of course, but you've known your husband since you were 5 years old.
That is true.
And when you all grew up in Arkansas.
That is correct. I think we're soulmates.
Well, you must be. You
together.
Must be.
It is.
And he worked for the
U.S. Force Service. Yes,
wow.
He is.
I know you're.
Which is amazing.
Yeah.
That's a storybook right there.
And you're still saying he's a sweetheart after all this time. I mean, I know you're probably just in your early 20s here.
Yeah. And those are the days mentally, absolutely.
Well, you know, we have to do that. We have to be that. And it's only till young children come up around us and think that we're older that we have to actually react to this. And Paula Percy, who heads up the Shasta Coalition of African Americans for Community Help and Empowerment, or SCOCH.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about the dropout rate.
Yes,
for our African American children.
Yeah.
And it's not as bad as it was, but it's still at a higher rate than you would believe. Or it's a higher rate. It can be helped. It needs to be fixed.
Actually, that is true. We all kids need to be monitored, absolutely. But when you look at the barriers and you look at the ethnicity of each group and how that breaks down, you can kind of see where there are issues at, and the economic issues, parents working now, and some of them don't have as much time as they'd like to spend with their kids. Some of them working 2 and 3 jobs, you know, trying to provide for their kids, and you can only do so much in 24 hours. Our kids have to be a little bit more independent than we used to be. We used to have single parents at home, and the mom was there, father was working, we could live off of one salary, and we could walk to school and feel safe. Now the environment has changed, and we have to work with a different group, not to mention the technological age, which we didn't have then, like we have now.
And where it has enhanced our lives in many ways, it has also been a burden to people on this. And what you've just described cuts across you know, all spectrums,
yes,
of, you know, all ethnic groups.
That's
like
true.
That. And the, you know, for our African American children that are in the schools, is, mm-hmm, is there, I mean, is, are there, I know that you've started and reached out and with special programs to help,
yes,
on this. And can we talk a little bit about that?
Yes. So when you look at some of the issues that children have, and one of the main ones is you look at from the first grade moving forward is reading. Reading is so important, and you have to have people that are willing to volunteer. That's a lot of our elderly community. You see them come up and volunteer at the schools. But those little qualities make such a difference because some kids don't get it all right then. But if you fall behind, it's harder to catch up because you still have to keep moving forward, and you have to still come to grade level with that. And once you fall behind, if you don't have a lot of support to be able to get you there, it makes it very difficult, and it's just like an avalanche. It builds on itself year after year after year, and the kids fall further and further behind because they're missing whatever quality that they may not have completely picked up sometimes.
Now, the reading, Frank Lutz was here. He wrote a book called When. But one, mm-hmm, of his statistics on the education, mm-hmm, of our children was frightening, that by the time they hit eighth grade, if they, mm-hmm, if they're behind at eighth grade,
that's true,
they will never catch up.
And sometimes that's true. Well, but Shasta College actually has a good program called the TRIO program. And that those kids that are high risk and that endangered for dropout, and that's where you see it the most at between the eighth and ninth grade, and that's where they transfer to high school. So that's the grade level you really want to catch kids at right there. But that program that they have at Shasta College is designed to look at the issues that those kids have and help support them and keep them from faltering out, and then they're monitored all the way through the rest of their high school process to ensure that they complete their education process, which is a good process. And we had a couple of kids in our graduation this year that had gone through the program and now successful, graduated, and start Shasta College this year.
That's great. Because the big, you know, would love to see every child graduate, mm-hmm, because you can draw such direct lines,
yes,
from children who do not complete high school.
That's true.
To them in life, the military many, many years ago stopped,
yes,
taking kids that couldn't graduate from high school.
Yes.
We found out that if they couldn't finish high school, that they probably hadn't finished Boy Scouts. They probably,
yes,
hadn't finished woodworking, and
true,
they sure as hell were not going to finish a tour in the Marine Corps.
Yes.
That the rate was something like 85%. If they,
wow,
had not, if they had, we were going to put them through boot camp, we're going to put them through school, and find out we can't keep them for 3 years.
That is
so
correct.
It's such a correlation for completing that. And that's why, and when you're hiring, it's also the direct correlation on the amount of money people
that's
make.
That's true.
And
the importance of mentorship,
mm-hmm,
which is what that's all about. That's,
yes,
a period of time when I think children are going into the hormonal aspect of, who am I?
Yes.
You know, and for women, for girls and for boys. And so to be able, you know, maybe things aren't so, for some, so great at home, or their parents are working and they're feeling this separateness. So to be able to have mentors that, you know, your education, you are smart, you are good, you,
mm-hmm,
can do this, and to have them pull over the hump,
yes,
into I can do is huge.
And that's
it
what,
is.
And that's what your organization does.
Yes. We help with all of that. And we also help provide some conferences that we look at health issues that really affect all of our community, and especially African Americans, like prostate cancer and breast cancer.
Well, let's talk about that when we get back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Our guest, Paula Percy from Scotch, and Carl Lindabot. This is Free Fire Radio.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Your search for the perfect house took 2 years. The custom-made sofa took 6 weeks. Finding the right shade of green paint took nearly 3 months. But getting in your car and leaving it all every day just takes complete confidence in all your insurance. Feel independent. Allied Homeowners and Auto Insurance, a nationwide company. On your side. Underwritten by Allied Insurance Companies and Affiliates.
Save money by packaging your home and auto insurance. Contact SFI Insurance Services in Reading. Find them in the White Pages or on the Internet. SFI Insurance Services.
If you're looking for natural remedies for your health problems, look no further. East Earth Tradewinds, Reading's most complete herb store, has hundreds of Chinese herbs, books, essential oils, and more. You can also make appointments for acupuncture treatment or oriental therapeutic massage. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Visit us at 144 Hartnell Avenue in the south end of the Raley's Cobblestone Shopping Center. That's East Earth Tradewinds, 144 Hartnell Avenue in Reading.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
My daughter swims like she's part fish. But when she developed asthma, I worried she wouldn't be able to do the things she loves. There were lots of specialists, lots of advice. Without United Healthcare, I couldn't keep track of it all. United Healthcare has tools to help her pediatrician coordinate her care, so everyone works as a team.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare.
Now we both breathe easier.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, calling the bot. 8:45 in the morning, July the 25th. Good morning. Our guest is Paula Percy from the Shasta Coalition of African Americans for Community Help and Empowerment. Thanks for coming on, or scotch, as we say. Thank you so much for coming on us. And we were talking about health issues, and part of the African American community. And I was a little surprised to hear about, you know, the hypertension. No,
yeah.
I think diabetes. You know, that doesn't surprise me. You know, because that's kind of like going across the boards anyway. And
yeah.
But a higher rate of prostate cancer.
That is correct. In African American males. We're really looking at that, trying to get the word out, trying to provide what conferences that we can on that issue, and making sure that people are going to their doctor and getting regular checkups. I think that's part of the problem, is people scheduling or having a family practice physician or internal medicine doctor and being able to get there and get those things done. And then again, you have transportation issues. You have people even just getting off work to be able to get scheduled and so forth. Some of those things have problems for people that every day, for some of us, that may not be an issue.
Yeah, and a propensity. Mm-hmm. And then if you have a propensity to have this type of illness,
that's
true. It has to be checked even more.
Yes, that is correct.
Well, it's tough for any guy. I mean, you know, I mean, that's a tough exam. I know, I know you. The girls are in here. The ladies are in here. We're in here laughing because, well, welcome to our world. You know, since we've been teenagers. So, anyway, one of the other things we talked about was, and you've been here for 21 years.
That's correct.
And the racial climate.
In Shasta County,
in your opinion?
Yes. Well, I think the racial climate in Shasta County is evolving and changing. I've seen it change over the last 21 years. I think people are people, but I think when you don't understand people's values and morals, their heritage and culture and background, communication becomes an issue as to how do you communicate with people. What is your comfort level with them? Just like African American people, one thing that they really like to do, we're real huggy hug-y type of people. We hug everybody. And some people are not comfortable with that, just hugging people and so forth. So when you become to understand people and understand where they come from, then you can relate with them. Just even sitting down to eat with people and knowing where they come from, those are things people need exposure. Some people that I've talked to haven't been out of their geographical area that they live in. But once that you go across the country and you get exposed to other people and cultures, you get used to talking to them. But I can say one thing, that love transcends all barriers. So you have to have time, patience, love, and understanding and communication, and you should be able to get past those barriers.
In school. Uh-huh. In the schools, I'm not hearing any, that was beautiful. I'm not hearing of any, but then again, maybe it just doesn't reach us. I'm not hearing about any real problems in the schools. Are you hearing anything that, you know, kids are getting along? I mean, racial problems in schools?
I hear some problems from time to time. And, you know, school doesn't go without problems.
Right.
I know about maybe the last 2-3 years, we had a problem with people using the N-word, you know. And so that is a problem, especially, and it's kind of hurtful to African-American people, that people are still using that particular description. And I think that's just a matter of being uneducated and not understanding what you're doing and why you're using it and what that does to people when you use it. And like I said, going back to communication, some people feel comfortable in their zone, in their area. So if you have some grouping of certain type of kids there, they feel comfortable being with their own people or own kids, and that may cause some problems too. And you want the kids to kind of break out and network and be with other kids. And when you get that and you can diffuse that in the school system and make sure that kids are working with groups. And that's one thing actually I'm starting to see in Reading. I can go out to the Mount Shasta Mall and I can see a Chinese person, an African American, a Hispanic person, Caucasian person. They're all out there hanging out together, out there sitting on the sofa, the girls and the guys. You know, several years ago, you might not have seen that. You know, but that's something that I see that's evolving and changing, and I think that's just wonderful.
Well, America is a melting pot, and as we grow as a world and we grow as our community, I mean, one of the beautiful things is that, okay, you may have a zero tolerance when it comes to drugs. But when it comes to getting along and understanding your neighbors, that is where you need to lift the tolerance ban and get to know, you know, what happens in that house. No matter what your color, your race, your religion, you know, you are who you are. I always say, if you're contributing, and also, how can we help you?
Yes.
Well, you know, the thing that we're, you know, we... Mm-hmm. Paula and I and Linda and Bad Bob can't control Ames, Iowa.
That's true.
We can't control that. But what we can do is have an input. We can't control here. But what we can do is have an input in our community to make our community better.
That's true.
So we become a true community, and which is one of, you know, community radio. That's one way of doing it. And you and Paula, you're such an enthusiastic and upbeat person. Yeah. And like I said, we had you in talking, but I think it was the
healthcare.
And at the end of this, I'm sitting there thinking, I said, she's very scary because she's bringing out all these good things about national healthcare that you know what? And I'm going, oh my gosh, she's convincing people here.
Yeah.
And the single payer system. Paula's making sense. She's a scary lady.
I know. People were hanging around afterwards. They wanted to hear. And some things we agree and some things we disagree. But it's important to be educated. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Is giving back at Wind River Casino.
Wind River.
Play for local charity. Play double action bingo only $3 a game with a chance at $500. 10% of all double action sales goes to Anderson Chamber of Commerce. Over $100,000 cash guaranteed, plus $5,000 free slot play given away every month while you play for Anderson Chamber of Commerce. You only have to be 18 to play. Hands-free electronic bingo available. Call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com.
Check us out on Facebook.
It's better on the river. Bingo is better on the river, paying out over $100,000 guaranteed cash monthly.
100 large.
Plus $5,000 free slot play, $12,000 and $20,000 monthly sessions. Play our hottest new bingo game, $10,000 Super Bingo Coverall. The games keep going and the jackpots keep growing. Play bingo at Wind River Casino. You only have to be 18 to play high-stakes Indian bingo. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Or log on to WinRiver.com. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you are looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle that addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's another satisfied customer of Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is Jeff Skaggs with Northern California Notary Services. How long have you known Barb White and been bringing your vehicles to Cars?
Since I started my business, Northern Business Associates.
Since 2006, you bring your cars in for what kind of services?
You know, I bring my car in for everything. In my business, I have to have my car or I don't have a business. I like the fact that I can bring my car in, have the concierge service, so I can drop my car off and get a ride back to my office, and I don't have to worry about it. The biggest thing is trust. I know that they're going to take care of it.
That's great. Thank you. And what would you say is the hallmark of Cars?
It's the trust in the service. I can take my car in. They'll call me, let me know what needs to be done. They'll take care of it and get it back to me that day.
Have you ever referred any of your family or friends?
I always refer people to Cars. It's a matter of just somebody that I trust to take care of my vehicle.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460
well,
AM.
Well, I won't back down.
No, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, July the 25th, 68 degrees. This portion... This portion of the show is brought to you by Bad Bob. Bad Bob, who is also a hugger, and also that when he goes and he hugs people. And but the only thing with Bad Bob is that we have to stand there with a taser because he doesn't let go. We've got I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Hangover, but you can hit Bad Bob and he sometimes ignores it with the taser. Sometimes you have to get in close. If you got the one with just the wires on it, he sits there and smiles at you. You got to get in close and put that one right underneath his ear, and you can usually drop him to his knees. In fact, we rent him out to the Reading Police Department to show what happens when they tase somebody and he keeps coming at you.
Tase me, bro.
Okay. At the very end, he says, don't tase me, bro. Our guest is Paula Percy here from just a number of different things we could say that she represents, but mm-hmm. she's here today for the Shasta Coalition of African Americans for Community Help and Empowerment. Mm-hmm. Now, we just got a few minutes left, Paula, and one of the things you wanted to talk about was programs that were out there and some of the things y'all were working on.
And partnershiping. In one area, we've worked on the equity committee there at Shasta College, and we were looking at barriers and things that keep people from getting to school or problems that they would have, and transportation was a big issue, and they have worked with that problem to try to help people to be able to have some route to get out there to school because of where the college sits.
Have y'all worked with RABA at all?
Well, I think the colleges are, yes, working with that and providing some paths for them to be able to get out there to school. And matter of fact, the Shasta, a community here for education here, also provides some passes, actually in the summertime, summer school, or certain kids that have other programs that they do. And also we have kids that go to alternative schools, and sometimes they have transportation barriers and they have to have some means to be able to get there, and that's also looked at and provided for them also, which is really nice. Partnershiping with other organizations like the Shasta Regional Community Foundation. And actually, we are so grateful this year to that foundation provided a grant to the Shasta Coalition of African Americans, which helped with our graduation this year, which we are so thankful for, because without them, we might not have been able to provide what we could. And to have those scholarships for those kids and to be able to start out and knowing that they're going to be using those to help provide for some of their books and tuition and so forth, which is such a wonderful thing. And also the chemical people, Shasta County Chemical People, has also worked in partnership with us.
Chemical?
Yes, Shasta County Chemical People. They have helped us this year, and we're grateful with that. And we have partnership also with the NAACP. To
okay.
Do some things.
Well, you know,
thank
what,
you so much for coming on and sharing
you.
With us. Again, positive reinforcement.
Thank
well,
you.
Well, just, you know, and for our community, we need to do this on a regular basis. That there's a lot of things, there's a lot of programs going on out there, but a lot of people don't know about it. I guess part of the concern is getting the word out to everybody.
That's true.
On what's available and what we can do to help our community.
That's true.
Again, our community is that's what touches us all the time.
It is.
You know, yes, I care. It's, you know, it was horrible what happened over in Norway. Horrible.
Oh, that's
horrible.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to be the fact that we could just prevent anything, even on such a, maybe even on 1/100th of a scale, that we prevent that from happening. We can do that as a community if we just kind of work
horrific.
Together.
Horrific.
Yes.
Horrific.
Yeah, we didn't even talk about
and
it today.
I don't know
how to talk about that.
On a lighter note, yeah, it's not a great way to close the program. On a lighter note, tomorrow, sitting in for us is Missy MacArthur, Mayor Missy MacArthur. We're going to be talking. She's going to have some special guests on, and we're going to be telling you on Wednesday about something spectacular that we're attending tomorrow in Sacramento.
Yeah, that we had no idea how to even pronounce it. So
no.
But we've been invited
we'll
down
tell
there.
You all about
and
it Wednesday morning.
It has to do with pathology of something.
And
just
survival and all. A lot of good stuff. We're going to bring you back some great information from the experts down at the Capitol.
Paula Percy's been our guest. Thank you so much, Paula.
Thank you for having me.
It's always a pleasure when we're able to get together like this. And just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. You know, we could all be the good guys.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta, Redding.
Turned around, and I'll keep this world from.